Chapter 3. If there was a single person who seemed destined to be Muhammad's successor, it was Ali, his first cousin, and the man whose name the Shia were to take as their own. They were, and are, the followers of Ali, or in Arabic, Shi'at Ali, Shia for short. Ali had been the first man to accept the new faith of Islam. He'd been only 13 years old at the time, yet he'd remember it with the kind of absolute clarity that marks the most momentous points of one's life. It had happened just after Muhammad's first soul-shaking encounter with the angel Gabriel. Still caught up in the utter terror of a human who'd come face to face with the divine, he had sought refuge in Khadija's arms, and once she had reassured him, "This truly is an angel and not a devil," she said, "and you will be the prophet of this people," he had called together his closest kinsmen and asked for their support. "Which of you will assist me in this cause?" he asked. As Ali would tell it, "They all held back from this, while I, although I was the youngest of them, the most diseased in eyesight, the most corpulent in body and thinnest in the legs, said, 'I, O Prophet of God, will be your helper in this matter.'" Diseased eyes? Corpulent? Thin legs? Was Ali joking at his own expense? His self-description bears no resemblance to the virile yet tender warrior in the brightly coloured posters so popular among the Shia faithful, who have little of the Sunni abhorrence of visual representation. On sale in kiosks and from street vendors throughout the Shia heartland, from Lebanon to India, the posters show not an awkward teenager, but a handsome man in his 40s. The jaw set firm beneath the neatly trimmed beard, the strong eyebrows, the dark eyes raised upward. You might almost mistake his portrait for the conventional image of Christ, except that it has more of a sense of physical vitality and strength. There's the sword, for one thing. Sometimes slung over his back, sometimes laid across his lap, this sword was destined to become more famed throughout the Islamic world than King Arthur's sword Excalibur ever would be in Christendom. Like Excalibur, it came with supernatural qualities, and it too had a name: Dhul-Fikar, the split one, which is why it is shown with a forked point like a snake's tongue. In fact, it wasn't the sword that was split, but the flesh it came in contact with